in my dream world where Neon still exists, they play Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas all the fucking time. And not just like the 3 months before and 3 months after Christmas, but every day, all the time, drones are playing it through loudspeakers as they travel through the streets.
And there's always the, like, the hyper realistic fake snow just lightly drifting down the street. 12 months a year, 365 days, always a light misting of hyper real fake snow while Mariah Carey softly croons in the background.
And if you're at the top of the special administrative regions of the palace for MBS, you know, maybe that snow, you know, maybe it's a different type of snow. You know, maybe it's something special. Another powdery white substance for the special residents of Neon. rest in peace.
I mean, that you are gonna be the one to have to find that out, Ed, because you know you've been talking for a long time about doing a Fear and Loathing in Neon, and you know, just because an unnamed insider in the Saudi Arabian government with knowledge of the plans has told Bloomberg that the $1.5 trillion project is scaling back. You know, it's not going to be a 170-kilometer stretch of desert, but now they're aiming for a more modest 2.4-kilometer project. Just because the dream has been deferred does not mean that you still can't go and do a Fear and Loathing in Neon. It's, you know,
it'll be different now, though, because it's like my vision, as I was telling Jathan before the show, is I wanted to open up the piece with me driving out of Neon, high out of my mind, trying to escape Saudi officials because I was a little high, or as Jathan put it, because I probably had one sip of Heineken and they noticed. But now it'll be mournful. Now I'll be walking in the ruins thinking of what could have been. You know, like there's the spot where 100,000 drones were gonna make a fake moon. And that was where the drone the robot T-Rex was gonna be, complete with the haunting sonic scream that we think it might have actually had based on some weird recreation. And, you know, that's the place that the maglev a train was going to go to take me 400 feet forward in 2 seconds. And that was where the rainwater was going to be collected and turned into, clean drinking water, and where the gardens of Artemis were going to be, you know, all these beautiful, the hanging gardens of Artemis, you know, all these beautiful things are going to be lost.
I just really hope that I can still see the tomb where MBS is buried with his retinue of McKinsey consultants and Dutch architects. You know, I just really hope I can still see Chinese that tombs. Tomb.
Yeah. In 1,000 years from now, they're going to open it up and they're going to be like, so we found this guy in pure gold sheets and silk, and then the 10,000 people in navy blue suits with a with an embroidered M on them, and in the suits are stuffed manila envelopes with differing projections for what we can only assume is going to be a temple here called Neon. We're not really sure what's going on.
And then in another chamber, we found 5,000 pairs of wacky eyeglasses of all different colors.
Right. And then we found tigers and lions and bears. We have no idea what they were doing here. We didn't even think this part of the world was habitable. So they were doing something at the temple that we referred to as Neon. You know, that'd be great. I would, you know, I think we are missing out, because it would have been amazing if they built it and it failed in a very catastrophic way. And, that's just that, you know, then, and you just find those ruins to the far-flung future, because now, you know, now we're missing out on a little magic of the world. Like, imagine, I don't even know how far Neom would have been from Mecca, but you have Mecca, you have the Kaaba, right? And then you have another kind of Kaaba, but there are just shops inside of it. And you're like, you know, as an archaeologist, 10,000 years in the future, you're like, okay, maybe this is a new wave of the religion where they go into the store and they these are idols. I don't know what's going on here. And then they have Neom nearby, the second Kaaba, the heretical Kaaba that they were making, that was going to be a mall. And what else? I feel like there was another project that was in it. I can't even remember because my mind, and there's so many
projects. They had like
an unholy trinity going on there.
They had like this hotel that was going to be built inside of a mountain, you know, and you could only get to it by going into a hidden cove. You had to like sail your yacht into a hidden cove, and then that was how you got to this hotel. It was like in the hall of the Great King or the Mountain King.
If that's the stuff you make like after you green the desert, you know, like after you green the desert, after you drain the Mediterranean Sea, maybe, you know, that's the stuff you start doing. You don't do that when the whole state is like a petro-state welfare system that is struggling to figure out what it's going to do in a future where fossil fuels either are not used or all the production facilities get destroyed by climate disasters, right? So it's, you know, cheers to MBS, because everyone in the U.S. and Europe, they're thinking about going back to the past, New Deal or a pre-Enlightenment era. And MBS was, you know, he had a vision for a weird, wacky, improbable future that was going to be the most eugenicist thing you ever imagined, but would have been fun to try to decode if you were, an archaeologist in 10,000 years. So really the real losers are our children's 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 great, 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 great grandchildren's colleges.
Truly, truly. And you know, I'm just sad that I get to miss out on, you know, because the line was going to be contained within mirrored structures taller than the Empire State Building. And the line would be longer than the distance between New York and to Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so sad that I don't get to see 9/11 2.0 when someone flies some planes into those mirrored structures and give Saudi Arabia a little bit of a taste of their own medicine.
Yeah, didn't they? Remember when they warned Canada? Yeah.
Keep your mouth shut, or this might happen to you. And it was a picture of a twin tower.
That's something like only Israel can get away with. That you know, there is you can only get away with that if you are a special ally, you know. It's like war crimes, threatening a 9/11. That's like there are two countries now, I guess, that can get away with that. Wow. Although Israel's never gone so far as to do that. In their credit, they've only just done war crimes and genocide and famine. But Saudi Arabia, could you imagine being maybe you work in the this art state department, or you're in Canada's ministry, and you wake up, everyone's like, oh, someone sends you something that looks like a shit post that some 15-year-old irony pilled or poisoned 4chaner made. Nope.